With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This lesson is brought to you by Bibinka. 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 Bibinka is spelled as B-I-B-I-N-G-K-A. It is a type of rice cake traditionally cooked and served during the Christmas season. Interestingly, it is also eaten in eastern Indonesia, also during Christmas. The difference is that while the Philippine bibingka is topped with grated coconut and salted duck eggs, the Indonesian bibingka is topped with coconut, jackfruit, or meat floss. This shows how Filipinos share cultures with other countries in Southeast Asia for centuries, and how we shouldn't deprive other people to experience our culture. Again, that's bibingka. Recording live from San Francisco, California, this is Go Filipino. Kumusta? Welcome to Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. It's December, and I am at California to celebrate the holidays with people I love the most. Nevertheless, new Tagalog lessons are being recorded here in San Francisco. Apart from English, the local government of San Francisco published citywide and countywide signages in Mandarin, Spanish, and Tagalog, being the top three non-English languages spoken within the area. This shows how San Francisco wants to reach out to its people, regardless of their ethnic backgrounds. On that note, we will continue our lesson on pronouns. This is part two of locative pronouns, where we talk about plural, personal, locative pronouns. These are pronouns that replace nouns that are introduced by the markers sa, kai, and kina. Please keep on listening, subscribing, and leaving 5-star reviews wherever you listen to this podcast. Don't forget to follow Go Filipino on social media. That's Go Filipino Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Or check out my merchandise on TeePublic. That's teepublic.com/user/GoFilipinoPod. Alright, it's time to grab your pen and paper. We will continue our lesson about pronouns after this break.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's start our lesson on the plural personal locative pronouns. The first on the list is amin. 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 Amin is spelled as A-M-I-N. It is the exclusive first person plural locative pronoun, which means us or our, but not including you. Just like in the previous lesson, amin has four functions. First, as a possession indicator that is placed before a noun. For example, aming hardin. Aming hardin. Aming hardin. It means our garden, but not your garden. Word for word, it's aming hardin. Aming hardin. Aming hardin. The first word is aming. 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 Aming is spelled as A-M-I-N-G. It means our. It consists of amin plus the G linker before the noun. The next word is hardin. 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 Hardin is spelled as H-A-R-D-I-N. It means garden. We borrowed it from Spanish, but we use H instead of J. It also functions as a location indicator. For example, may piyesta sa amin bukas. May piyesta sa amin bukas. May piyesta sa amin bukas. It means there's a festival at our village tomorrow. Word for word, it's may piyesta sa amin bukas. May piyesta sa amin bukas. May piyesta sa amin bukas. The first word is may. 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 May is spelled as M-A-Y. It is a presence indicator, usually translated as there is in English. The next word is piesta. 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 Piesta is spelled as P-I-Y-E-S-T-A. It means festival or fiesta. We also borrowed it from Spanish, but we spelled it according to how Tagalog speakers would pronounce it. May piyesta means there is a festival. An alternate spelling of piyesta is P-I-S-T-A or pista. The next word is sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. In this context, sa works as a location marker, indicating that the next word is where the festival is located. And that is amin. 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 Amin is spelled as A-M-I-N. In this context, sa amin means at our place. That place can be our house, or in this case, our village. But you do not live there. The next word is bukas. 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 Bukas is spelled as B-U-K-A-S. It means tomorrow, the time when the festival will happen. The third function of amin is to indicate the direction of the verb. For example, tumawag siya sa amin. Tumawag siya sa amin. Tumawag siya sa amin. It means he or she called us, but not including you. Word for word, it's tumawag, siya, sa, amin. Tumawag, siya, sa, amin. Tumawag, siya, sa, amin. The first word is tumawag. 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 Tumawag is spelled as T-U-M-A-W-A-G. It means called, or the act of calling has happened. The next word is siya. 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 Siya is spelled as S-I-Y-A. It means he or she. Remember, Tagalog pronouns do not have gender. The next word is sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. It is the direction marker, indicating that the next word is where the act of calling has headed, and that is amin. 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 Amin is spelled as A-M-I-N. In this context, it means us, but not including you. It is the destination of the act of calling. Finally, it also functions as a beneficiary or a reason indicator, depending on the context. For example, masaya ang party dahil sa amin. Masaya ang party dahil sa amin. Masaya ang party dahil sa amin. It means, the party was fun because of us, but not including you. Word for word, it's masaya ang party dahil sa amin. Masaya ang party dahil sa amin. Masaya ang party dahil sa amin. The first word is masaya. 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 Masaya is spelled as M-A-S-A-Y-A. It means happy or fun. It is an adjective acting as a predicate. The next word is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating that the next word is the focus of this sentence. And that is party. 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 Party is spelled as P-A-R-T-Y. It literally means party. We borrowed it from English. As you may have noticed, Tagalog words that are borrowed from Spanish are re-spelled, while Tagalog words borrowed from English retain their original spelling. The next word is dahil. 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 Dahil is spelled as D-A-H-I-L. It means because. Tagalog speakers can also use ng dahil, which is spelled as N-A-N-G space D-A-H-I-L. But it is usually used in formal settings. The next word is sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. Because it comes after dahil, sa becomes a reason indicator, meaning that its next word is the reason why the party was fun. And that is amin. 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 Amin is spelled as A-M-I-N. In this context, amin means us, but not including you. We are the reason why the party was fun. Again, not including you. And that's amin. We will tackle the next pronoun on the list after this break. We're back at Go Filipino. Let's continue with our lesson. The next pronoun is atin. 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 Atin is spelled as A-T-I-N. It is the inclusive first person plural locative pronoun, which means us or our, including you. As a possession indicator, a good example would be ating bakuran. Ating bakuran. Ating bakuran. It means our backyard, which is your backyard as well. Word for word, it's ating bakuran. Ating bakuran. Ating bakuran. The first word is ating. 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 Ating is spelled as A-T-I-N-G. It means our. It consists of atin plus the G linker before the noun. The next word is bakuran. 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 Bakuran is spelled as B-A-K-U-R-A-N. It means backyard. Bakuran comes from the root word bakod, which is spelled as B-A-K-O-D. It means fence. The word literally means the place that is surrounded by a fence. As a location indicator, another example for atin would be nasa atin ang pag-asa. Nasa atin ang pag-asa. Nasa atin ang pag-asa. It means hope is within us. Word for word, it's nasa atin ang pag-asa. Nasa atin ang pag-asa. Nasa atin ang pag-asa. The first word is nasa. 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 Nasa is spelled as N-A-S-A. It is an adverb that indicates where an object is located. Nasa can mean in or within in English. The next word is atin. 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 Atin is spelled as A-T-I-N. In this context, atin means us. Nasa atin means within us. The next word is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating that the next word is the focus of this sentence, and that is pag-asa. 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 Pag-asa is spelled as P-A-G hyphen A-S-A. It means hope. It comes from the root word asa, which means waiting for something to happen. And then the pag prefix is added to turn the verb into a noun, the act of waiting for something to happen. As a direction indicator, one example would be lumayo mula sa atin ang malas. Lumayo mula sa atin ang malas. Lumayo mula sa atin ang malas. It means bad luck went far from us, or bad luck has left us. Word for word, it's lumayo mula sa atin ang malas. Lumayo mula sa atin ang malas. Lumayo mula sa atin ang malas. The first word is lumayo. 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 Lumayo is spelled as L-U-M-A-Y-O. It means went far, or the act of going far has happened. The next word is mula. 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 Mula is spelled as M-U-L-A. It means from. Some Tagalog speakers omit this word, thinking that the context of the verb moving away from the focus is already understandable. The next word is sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. It is the direction marker, indicating that the next word is where the verb moved away from. And that is atin. 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 Atin is spelled as A-T-I-N. It means us, where the act of going away takes place. It is followed by ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating that the next word is the focus of this sentence and what object moved away from us. And that is malas. 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 Malas is spelled as M-A-L-A-S. It means bad luck. The word comes from the Spanish word mala, which means bad or evil. As a beneficiary or a reason behind the verb, one example is lumaban siya para sa atin. Lumaban siya para sa atin. Lumaban siya para sa atin. It means he or she fought for us. Word for word it's lumaban siya para sa atin. Lumaban siya para sa atin. Lumaban siya para sa atin. The first word is lumaban. 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 Lumaban is spelled as L-U-M-A-B-A-N. It means fought, or the act of fighting has happened. The next word is siya. 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 Siya is spelled as S-I-Y-A. It means he or she, who happens to be the focus of this sentence. The next word is para. 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 Para is spelled as P-A-R-A. It means for. After that, we have sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. In this context, sa is a beneficiary marker, indicating that the next word benefits from the focus's act of fighting. And that happens to be atin. 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 Atin is spelled as A-T-I-N. It means us, including you. Again, that's atin. The next pronoun will be discussed after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. The next locative pronoun is inyo. 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 Inyo is spelled as I-N-Y-O. It is the second person plural locative pronoun, which translates to you or your for multiple people, depending on the context. As a possession marker, one example would be inyong labada. Inyong labada. Inyong labada. It means your laundry. Word for word it's inyong labada. Inyong labada. Inyong labada. The first word is inyong. 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 Inyong is spelled as I-N-Y-O-N-G. It means your, consisting of inyo plus the ng linker before the noun. The next word is labada. 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 Labada is spelled as L-A-B-A-D-A. It means laundry load, either as a pile of dirty clothes or a pile of newly washed clothes that have yet to be ironed. We borrowed it from Spanish, but we use B instead of V. As a location indicator, another example would be, pumasyal ako sa inyo kahapon. Pumasyal ako sa inyo kahapon. Pumasyal ako sa inyo kahapon. It means, I visited your place yesterday, or I came by your place yesterday. Word for word, it's pumasyal ako sa inyo kahapon. Pumasyal ako sa inyo kahapon. Pumasyal ako sa inyo kahapon. The first word is pumasyal. 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 Pumasyal is spelled as P-U-M-A-S-Y-A-L. It means visited, or the act of visiting has happened. The verb comes from the root word pasyal, which is spelled as P-A-S-Y-A-L, which is borrowed from the Spanish word pasear, spelled as P-A-S-E-A-R, which means to walk. The next word is ako. 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 Ako is spelled as A-K-O. It means I, as the focus of this sentence. The next word is sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. In this context, sa is a location indicator, making the next word as the location of the visit, which is inyo. 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 Inyo is spelled as I-N-Y-O. In this context, sa inyo means at your place. It can be you as an individual, as in your apartment, or you as a family, which is your house, or you as a group of neighbors, which means your village or your city. The next word is kahapon. 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 Kahapon is spelled as K-A-H-A-P-O-N. It means yesterday, the time when the act of visiting happened. As a direction indicator, we can say, lumapit sa inyo ang swerte. Lumapit sa inyo ang swerte. Lumapit sa inyo ang swerte. It means good luck has approached you all, or good luck has come near you all. Word for word, it's lumapit sa inyo ang swerte. Lumapit sa inyo ang swerte. Lumapit sa inyo ang swerte. The first word is lumapit. 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 Lumapit is spelled as L-U-M-A-P-I-T. It means approached, or the act of approaching has happened. The next word is sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. It is the direction indicator, which means that the next word is the destination of the act of approaching, which is inyo. 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 Inyo is spelled as I N-Y-O. It means you all, where the act of approaching ended. But what approached exactly? That would be introduced by the word ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating that the next word is the focus of this sentence and the object that has approached you all, which is suerte. 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 Suerte is spelled as S-U-W-E-R-T-E. It means good luck, which is the focus of this sentence and what has approached you all. We borrowed it from Spanish, only adding the W in between U and E. As a beneficiary or reason indicator, one example would be Masaya ako dahil sa inyo. Masaya ako dahil sa inyo. Masaya ako dahil sa inyo. It means, I'm happy because of you all. Word for word it's Masaya ako dahil sa inyo. Masaya ako dahil sa inyo. Masaya ako dahil sa inyo. The first word is masaya. 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 Masaya is spelled as M-A-S-A-Y-A. It means happy. It is an adjective that serves as a predicate. The next word is ako. 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 Ako is spelled as A-K-O. It means I, who also serves as the focus of this sentence. It is followed by dahil. 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 Dahil is spelled as D-A-H-I-L. It means because. Again, you can add nang, which is N-A-N-G, before dahil when speaking in a formal setting. The next word is sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. In this context, sa is the reason indicator, making the next word acting as the reason why I am happy, who happens to be inyo. 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 Inyo is spelled as I-N-Y-O. It means you all. Y'all are the reason why I'm happy. Again, that's inyo. The next pronoun will be discussed after this break. Kumusta? You've heard me countless times already about Radio Public. I personally use it and I'm telling you, it is the best podcast listening app out there. Radio Public works anywhere in the world. It is available on iOS and Android, and it is 100% free with no hidden charges and subscriptions. It has an explore mode that lets you discover podcasts based on your favorite topics. And the best part, it rewards podcasters. Every listen to the Radio Public app earns money for participating podcasters, and that's a huge help for independent podcasters like me. Again, check out Radio Public, that's one word, on your app store. When you listen to my show on Radio Public, everyone benefits. And now, back to our lesson. We're back at Go Filipino. The next locative pronoun is kanila. 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 Kanila is spelled as K-A-N-I-L-A. It is the third person plural locative pronoun, which translates to their or them, depending on the context. As a possession marker, we can say kanilang bakasyon. Kanilang bakasyon. Kanilang bakasyon. It means their vacation. word for word, it's kanilang bakasyon. Kanilang bakasyon. Kanilang bakasyon. The first word is kanilang. 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 Kanilang is spelled as K-A-N-I-L-A-N-G. It means there, consisting of kanila plus the ng linker before the noun. The next word is bakasyon. 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 Bakasyon is spelled as B-A-K-A-S-Y-O-N. It means vacation. We borrowed it from Spanish, then respelled using Tagalog spelling rules. As a location indicator, we can say, wala si Mario sa kanila. Wala si Mario sa kanila. Wala si Mario sa kanila. It means Mario is not in their place. Word for word, it's wala si Mario sa kanila. Wala si Mario sa kanila. Wala si Mario sa kanila. The first word is wala. 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 Wala is spelled as W-A-L-A. It is the absence indicator, the opposite of may and mayroon. But who or what is absent? That will be introduced by si. 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 Si is spelled as S-I. It is the focus name marker, indicating that the next word is the name of the person who serves as the focus of this sentence, who happens to be Mario. After Mario, we have sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. It is the location indicator, which means that the next word is where Mario is not present. And that is kanila. 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 Kanila is spelled as K-A-N-I-L-A. In this context, sa kanila means at their place. It could mean another family's house or where Mario's family lives. As a direction indicator, another example would be tumakbo sa kanila ang dalaga. Tumakbo sa kanila ang dalaga. Tumakbo sa kanila ang dalaga. It means the young lady ran to them. Word for word, it's tumakbo sa kanila ang dalaga. Tumakbo sa kanila ang dalaga. Tumakbo sa kanila ang dalaga. The first word is tumakbo. 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 Tumakbo is spelled as T-U-M-A-K-B-O. It means ran, or the act of running has happened. The next word is sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. In this context, sa is a direction marker, indicating that the next word is the direction of the act of running. And that is kanila. 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 Kanila is spelled as K-A-N-I-L-A. In this context, kanila means them, where the act of running headed. But who was running anyway? That will be introduced by ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating that the next word is the focus of this sentence and who was running to them. That would be dalaga. 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 Dalaga is spelled as D-A-L-A-G-A. It means young lady, usually a teenager or an unmarried young woman, who also happens to be one who committed the act of running. As a beneficiary or reason indicator, we can say, nalungkot ang binata para sa kanila. Nalungkot ang binata para sa kanila. Nalungkot ang binata para sa kanila. It means, the young man became sad for them. Word for word it's, nalungkot ang binata para sa kanila. Nalungkot ang binata para sa kanila. Nalungkot ang binata para sa kanila. The first word is nalungkot. 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 Nalungkot is spelled as N-A-L-U-N-G-K-O-T. It means became sad, or the act of becoming sad has happened. The next word is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating that the next word is the focus of this sentence and who or what became sad. That happens to be binata. 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 Binata is spelled as B-I-N-A-T-A. It means young man, either as a teenage boy or a young adult man, who happens to be the focus of this sentence and who committed the act of becoming sad. The next word is para. 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 Para is spelled as P-A-R-A. It means for, which is followed by sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. It is the beneficiary marker, indicating that the next word is the one who sort of benefited from the act of becoming sad. That would be kanila. 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 Kanila is spelled as K-A-N-I-L-A. It means them. Their situation made the young man sad. Again, that's kanila. We'll be back after this break. Hey guys, one way to keep this podcast running is by subscribing to my Patreon. For only $5 a month, patrons get early access to newly published lessons and future exclusive content such as lesson plans, one-on-one translations, and Filipino pop culture discourse, among others. If $5 is too much for you, a $1 tip is highly appreciated. A big shout out to our current patrons, John Bailey, Carla, Caroline Jane Walsh, and Saressa Salud. Thank you so much for making this podcast possible. You too can also subscribe to my Patreon. That's patreon.com/gofilipinopod and enjoy exclusive perks. And now, back to our lesson. We're back at Go Filipino. Let's recap what we have learned. Continuing our lesson on pronouns, we learned about the plural personal locative pronouns, which replace multiple people within a sentence. They are amin, atin, inyo, and kanila. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend or family member who might want to learn more about Tagalog, one of the most beautiful languages in Asia. I leave you now with a Tagalog proverb. Ubos-ubos biyaya, pagkatapos nakatunganga. Ubos-ubos biyaya, pagkatapos nakatunganga. Ubos-ubos biyaya, pagkatapos nakatunganga. It means, run your blessings empty and you would end up staring at nothing. Do not spend your money frivolously. Word for word it's, ubos-ubos, biyaya, pagkatapos, nakatunganga. Ubos-ubos, biyaya, pagkatapos, nakatunganga. Ubos-ubos, biyaya, pagkatapos, nakatunganga. Again, ubos-ubos biyaya, pagkatapos, nakatunganga. Until next time, paalam, bye-bye! This has been Go Filipino, Let's Learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows.